Hello and welcome to episode 201 of the Veg Grower Podcast. My name is Richard and I like to grow food in my allotment and garden. Now, coming up today, it is New Year's Eve, the 31st of December 2018. And, I am just going through my notes to see what I have learnt and taken on over this last year, in a little bit of a kind of review of the year, shall we say. So that'll be coming up in a bit. Between now and then, let's go see what I've done over the last week in the diary section, which I have to admit isn't a huge amount, for reasons you're probably obvious. And then for the final time, the Garden Days calendar and what that suggests to do for this week. But I've got an added extra. So let's go see what's going on there. Well, today is Friday the 28th of December. And, well, I've been working since Boxing Day. So I haven't done a huge amount of gardening. Christmas Day and Boxing Day were taken up with those 2 days. Now, it's 6 o'clock in the evening at the moment, and I'm just potting away my chickens. Let's see if I can do this. Sorry, that might have sounded really noisy there. But yeah, it's Christmas Day. I popped down the allotment and harvested our vegetables for the main meal. Done really well with it. That will obviously be coming up in the weekly harvest report. Could have been better. I would have liked a few more carrots, but hey ho, and parsnips as well. But that's target for next year. But anyway, back to today. And well, I've been at work today, and I came home, and the wife, who hasn't been at work, she had the day off. She has hacked a lot of the stuff in the back garden, particularly the ivy, which I've mentioned many times before. I've got a love-hate relationship with the ivy. It grows absolutely huge, and we get a lot of birds living inside the ivy, and it also screens off an area of our garden, which makes it quite private. But the downside is it takes a lot of work to keep it under control, and Amanda's really hacked back hell of a lot of it around the chicken coop, which has let in a lot more light and what have you. So very, very pleased with that in some ways. It now means I've got to run over it all with the lawnmower to shred it all up. She's also been hacking away at the potager area, which is another place I wanted to do anyway. So it's starting to kind of take shape now. It's good because she likes hacking things when she can, and so it's kind of good to see her actually get involved in a garden instead of, not that she leaves it all to me, it's just it's very much my thing. She's not really interested. So I've always said if there's one thing she's interested in, then I'm going to encourage her to do that, and that's paid off today. So yeah, I'm really pleased with this, and it's not really vegetable related except for the fact that all this stuff will get shredded through the lawnmower and go into the compost bins to help making compost, which will of course go on to the vegetable patch. So really, I don't know if I'm going to have much more to say in the diary. I know I'm busy tomorrow and Sunday, but well, let's go find out. Well, today is Monday the 31st, New Year's Eve, and as predicted, I didn't get any gardening done over the weekend. Now, this is becoming very frustrating for me at the moment. I'm recognising in myself that going out in the garden, or particularly the allotment, does me the world of good. I'm feeling quite frustrated and probably a bit grouchy just purely because of this. However, this is a Christmas period and New Year's period when I have to rush around and see a family and everything. So once that's out the way and hitting off tomorrow, I will be gardening again, and I'll be really, really pleased to do that. So, yeah, this is kind of wrapping up the diary section for this week. I apologise for being a little bit low, but that is, well, it's just the way it is at this time of year. Now, the final weekly harvest report came out last night, and I was really, really pleased with what I harvested. Pretty much everything on there was for the Christmas dinner plate. Most of our vegetables managed to come from the allotment or garden, so I'm happy with that. Very happy with that. I would have liked more carrots and more parsnips, but they have not grown very well for me at all this year. Apart from that, perhaps some broccoli, but otherwise I was happy with everything I had. What did I have? Well, I had, of course, 14 chicken eggs that I get each week. I had a cabbage, a cauliflower. There was some potatoes. There was a couple of small carrots, some baby leeks. I think that just about covers everything that I did harvest. And that was all used on Christmas dinner. In fact, I did release a video last week. I haven't put it on the blog post, actually, of me barbecuing up some stuff for Christmas dinner. So check that out. Now, for the final time in 2018, and for the, well, I definitely won't be using this calendar again in 2019. The Garden Days calendar and that suggested task for the next week reads, if you had a real Christmas tree over the festive period, consider recycling it for mulch. Now, at the start of the new year is the ideal time to begin planning what to grow throughout the year. Order new pots, seeds and compost and look forward to another exciting year of gardening. Not much to add to it. I don't have a real Christmas tree as such. We've got one in a pot that it grows. But yeah, it seems to make sense, all that. But as I said, that is the last time we're using the Garden Days calendar. It's been a very good calendar for 2018. I've liked the tips and I know others have. But I just felt for 2019 we needed something new. Perhaps it'll come back in 2020. I don't know. But what have I got for 2019? Well, I have two calendars. I have a beautiful gardens calendar for 2019, but that's a monthly one. It has a list of jobs to do every month, and I'm going to save that for the first Monday of every month, and that's next Monday. But for a weekly calendar, I have from the RHS a calendar, and it is called, what's it called? Plant Grow Harvest, that's it. So it's much more related to food and what we do here. And this is the first week. It suggests get prepared for the year ahead by planning what to plant and buying seeds, pots and compost in advance. So pretty much the same as what Garden Days Canada suggests to do. And this is just tips for the week. So I think it's going to work out well. We'll see how it all goes on throughout 2019, of course. So with that wrapped up for 2018, it's time to look at the lessons that I've learned throughout this year and how I can carry them on into 2019. Well, 2018 has been a really interesting year. It's been a fantastic year, to be fair. A lot of good things to come out of 2018. But I'm going to start with the negatives that I have uncovered going through my notes for 2018. And I think the biggest negative, the biggest negative was the loss of my little chicken Grills. She was really, she was cool. I'm so sad that she passed away. However, I did get replacements. Still not nice, I know. But that was quite a negative thing. And I can't really add much more to that. Moving on from that, I did receive a weed notice on the allotment. I wasn't surprised I got it, I'll be honest. I am quite messy and untidy. And I will fully, fully accept that. And I don't claim, I grow more for production, not aesthetics. So to get a weed notice, I wasn't surprised, but I had it dealt with within a day. So it's a case of taking it on the chin and just cracking on and getting on with it. That did, of course, mean that some of my jobs got pushed aside while I dealt with that. That meant the garden was not looking its best at all after that, because I concentrated so much on the allotment. And my shed that I just erected up there didn't get painted. But that is just little things. Other negatives, carrots and parsnips completely failed. Well, they didn't completely fail. The parsnips completely failed. The carrots were, I managed one. One from the load that I sowed. I sowed some in root trainers and only one survived transplanting, and it didn't amount to anything. So, yeah, those I'm going to try and improve next year. Why do I think they failed? I think it is purely because of the hard clay soil that I have. The seeds just could not break through the soil. It is incredibly hard and capped. If I dug the soil, it probably would have been looser, but my no dig didn't lend itself to that, and the compost just got sucked straight into the ground. So, yeah, that's a lesson I've learned from that. Beans and peas were also quite poor this year, and I put this down to that long hot summer that we had. It was a lot of heat, lack of rain for a long period of time, and I perhaps did not go down and water my beans and peas as much as I should have. So that has been a lesson I've learned as well. My final kind of negative lesson was that I grew too many potatoes. And again, they suffered from lack of watering. I can't remember how many pots. There was probably about 60 pots of potatoes. There were 7 different varieties. They actually all got knocked over, so I don't know what was what. So I've had to guess what potato varieties were what. Which means this year I have not been able to save any potato seeds like I wanted. But that also opens up the fact that when the potato seeds become available, I will be buying new stock. And I will be buying them from Seedy Sunday when I go there in just over a month's time. I'm hoping to get some podcasting done from there. And I think I'll grow them in the ground instead of in pots from now on. I'm weighing it up. The positives from this year. I grew some good pumpkins. They were a really nice large size, some of them. We're sick of pumpkins now because we've got so many. We've got our freezers full of various chunks of pumpkins. So that was good. I also managed a really decent-sized butternut squash, and I was really pleased with that. Pumpkins and squashes were something I concentrated on this year, and I pulled it off. So I was very, very happy with those. And I hope to continue that into next year. Sweet potatoes. Now, when I dug up sweet potatoes, I was happy until I weighed them and realised that I could have brought them for less money than what I paid out for them. However, they did taste good, and I absolutely love growing sweet potatoes, so I will continue to grow sweet potatoes for the next year. I've learned that actually tracking my crops with the weekly harvest report has really paid off. It's opened up to me the potential of seeing what the value of my crops are, and how much I'm saving from going to a shop. Now, my average, I'd say, is about £20 a week, which I'm very happy with. In fact, I've said before that our weekly shopping budget used to be around £20 a week anyway. So, yeah, that was pretty good. I'm going to carry on in 2019, but I will be doing a podcast where I'm going to go through all the finances and everything like that to work out how much it has been profitable and stuff. And I'm hoping to get Steve on that as well. So listen out for that. Other positives. At home, we gained two more chickens. Obviously, I mentioned that in the negatives. And they've been really good. They've been welcomed into the garden really well. It's been an experience getting them to coexist with the original chicken, Bear. But we got there. And that was a really, really good experience for me. The quails as well has been a really fantastic experience. I've continuing to keep the quail. I've bred some, and I want to do more of that throughout 2019. They are not laying eggs over the winter, but that doesn't matter. They're still really, really cool animals, especially as most of them I rescued. So that really has been fantastic. Again, at home, there's something else that happened last year, but it's happened again this year. I managed to save enough water that I did not have to use tap water. That really has been a really big goal for me. I kind of feel rainwater is a really undervalued resource. It falls from the sky and we can collect it for free. So to have enough at home for a year like this, in fact, I had more than enough. So yeah, I can cope. This will mean that perhaps next year I can do a bit more watering at home. And that might produce better and more crops. So overall, it has been a really good year. Other positives from this year as well. This is going more into a personal kind of thing. The podcast itself has grown from strength to strength. A lot more listeners, a lot more interaction. I can honestly say I've got friends through this podcast. The Facebook group as well, that has been great. People are chatting in there, and I really want to keep that growing. More importantly, I'm so pleased to have made friends, both in the gardening world, but in the podcasting world and the filming industry. And it's something really, really cool to me. I mean, we've visited people's allotments, so and I've met up with people. I mean, Lee Skinny Jean Garner has been a real big friend of mine who was on last week. Annabelle from a few weeks ago. Bethan back in was it August when I saw her at Lee's festival? Great seeing her. Stephen, who lives near me. You know, all these people that I have met. Who was the other one? There's quite a few. The mole catcher, he was great to see as well. But all these people that I have met, and it's been really, really welcoming and really cool. And I want to continue that throughout 2019, as well as visit more of my listeners' allotments and get talking about this whole vegetable growing story and sharing it out with everyone. So if you want to be on board with that, get in touch, richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. If you didn't catch that, richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk. Sorry, it's New Year's Eve, so I'm feeling quite merry. I don't drink, so it's not alcohol related. Well, moving on, that has been my lessons throughout 2018. What am I going to take into 2019 as New Year's resolutions? Well, I mentioned I'm quite messy and untidy, so I am really going to try and be a lot more tidier throughout 2019. And my wife is probably going to say yes at last, because she knows I am a messy bugger. But I don't know really what to say on it. I'm going to try to be as tidy as possible. I also want to be a lot more organized, which is easier said than done again. I'm also a terrible hoarder, so I'm going to go through my sheds and literally get rid of a lot of tools that I don't use. I have got shovels galore and stuff like that, which I don't need. So, I'll probably hold a big car boot unless anyone wants any garden tools. What else am I going to really take into next year? Well, something that I really want to take into 2019 is to be more enthusiastic. That's not strictly fair. I am incredibly enthusiastic about growing my own food. I just don't always show it. I'm pretty unemotional on the outside, but inside my body is screaming, go, yay. So I want to get a bit more of that out there. And I think that will probably go quite well in demonstrating how enthusiastic I am about growing food. So, yeah, that is also going to be another resolution. So we've got tidier, organised, less hoarding, and be more enthusiastic. Well, I think that really sums up for my New Year's resolutions for 2019. I've got a few projects and plans in the pipeline, but I'll go over that next year. Oh, next year? Well, I can say that, actually. Next week. And it will be next year, because that will be the 7th of January. So, yes, it will be in 2019. So, I'm going to wrap up for now. I think it's been a bit of a short podcast this week. I apologise for that. It's just because it's so rammed and I'm so all over the place. It's been a little bit crazy. So, thank you very much for listening. I hope you all have a very happy new year. I've got seed competitions coming out. I haven't done them for the last couple of weeks, but that will return next week, as well as the Annabelle's one. So that'll be, listen out for that next week. But yeah, please take care, and I will see you all again next week. Or next year.